claws and a horn, huh? I can't see it. It's coming again. Okay, we fight by instinct.
The makers of Jungle Oats and Black Cat Peanut Butter bring you the incredible adventures of the most amazing man of our time, Jet Jungle, and his black leopard, Jupiter. A fantastic pair who fearlessly fight evil wherever they find it. Tonight, Project Far Star.
When the world's in trouble, and you need a mighty friend, who will come on the double, and you fight it to the end. Get, 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 get Jungle, is a man to get. Get Jungle, get Jungle, get Jungle, is a man to get. Get, get.
When a man
yes, Black Cat Peanut Butter is made from pure, rich peanuts. It's packed with energy-giving goodness. And the taste? Well, children love it.
Black Cat Peanut Butter. It's the energy-giving sandwich bread. It's the greatest taste right next to bread. It's the one that helps you get ahead. Black Cat Peanut
When it hit me then, must weigh about the same as I do. It's got scales and a horn that can... Huh? You missed me that time, huh? Just as I can't see you, you can't see me. And each of us waiting and sizing each other up, huh? Okay, it's about my size, quick as a cat, and from the rips on my shoulder, it's got teeth like a cat or a tiger. Well, whatever it is, I don't want to kill it, but if it comes to me again, hang on. That man who spoke to me. Why doesn't this animal go up there and attack him? Maybe they have a barrier of some kind, do they? Hey, coming into attack again, so I duck somehow and run for it, just blunder up the passage. Hello!
Hello!
I'm coming up your way in a moment!
We are waiting for you.
Jet, when you can't see your enemy, don't stay and talk to him, mate. Run for it!
There is a light here. Can you see it?
Yes, I can see it.
In front of you, a ditch. Jump now.
Well, I've fought many strange things in my life, but a cross between a tiger and a warthog. And having a rhino horn as well.
Who are you?
I'm Jet Jungle.
I know of you. My daughter, Kit, she tried once to contact you on your planet. And she did. She must have.
Shall we go up a bit, join your other people?
Yes, come. You must not fear the Karlak. It cannot cross the ditch. We are safe here.
And these are all your people, are they? By the way, I don't fear the Krallach.
So you are Jet Jungle. Look upon these people, men, women, and children. All that is left of the true rulers of this planet, Armagan. My daughter, she's gone. She was taken by the astral beings, evil that they are, and put into the astral bubble.
She came to us, old man.
For which we are grateful. And you've come from Earth to save us.
Old man, your daughter's dead.
How?
I'll tell you how, but I can't spare much time. I have to find the watch glasses and rejoin my friends. They are even now being watched by Noran and his men.
Tell me of my daughter, Kit, and we shall help you all we can.
It's a long time.
Oh, we have to be patient, Spaghetti.
I know, and they say it is a virtue, but me... You know me, I am most impatient.
Well, there's nothing we can do but wait. Please, please let me go.
No, Doctor.
Look, you say that Noran and the astral beings are commanding me, but you can see me now, hear me. I sound rational, don't I?
And the moment we let you go, you open the hatch and those invisible things come in.
I promise you. Look, I just don't know what's going on, but...
Now, you stay there, please.
I can't do much else, can I?
No, you can't.
Please. No, Dr. Kett. For your sake and for ours, you're staying put.
Jupiter? There. You don't mind the waiting, are you? You're not worried about Jet. Oh, you purr like that. Obviously, you are not. So, maybe, the way an animal can know about things, we have nothing to worry about. I wish I was confident as you. Sam, we can have something to eat, huh?
Yes, Spaghetti, I'll get something fixed now. It's an incredible thing to be so far from Earth, on a strange planet, and sitting here inside the command ship, and out there a ring of things waiting for us. At least, Spaghetti, in that one way, Jet's plan is halfway there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they think Jet is here, too.
Of course.
Yeah, we have forgotten one thing. Those things were a moment ago on top of the ship. If they look through the windows...
Well, you may as well close them up. The inner slide partitions, I mean.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and now we are in darkness. We have lights. Yeah, and that is better. Hey, Dr. Kett, you are not to go into a trance.
What are you talking about?
Dr. Kett, you must answer some questions.
Yes, I will answer your questions.
But I haven't asked any yet. Wait a moment. Sam, that astro thing is getting inside her nut again. How can I distract her?
Sing something.
You think so? Ah, the pure quality of my voice. You mean this?
Sing something.
Right. Yes.
Dr. Kett, are you listening to me?
Concentrate.
What is that strange noise? A strange discordant noise?
It is not a noise. It is a man singing. Professor Valetti, it is not discordant.
Ah, you tell him, baby. Tell him I auditioned once for La Scala.
He is saying something. What is he saying?
He says La Scala. La Scala.
What is this, a code name?
It is opera.
Dr. Kett, listen to me. I am Noron, astro being supreme.
I cannot concentrate.
I shall not contact you again.
He says he won't contact me again.
The voice?
Yes, it was Noren, their leader.
And I drove him away with my singing, huh? Magnifico.
Doctor, here. Have something to eat. To drink?
In a moment. What were you talking about, Professor? La Scala?
I see. I auditioned for them.
As a singer?
That is right. A riot control singer.
A what?
When they had the visiting opera stars, you know, they needed someone to keep the crowds back. They didn't want to use the old spikes and things, so they thought of me. A sound barrier. Old men cried when I burst into song, because I burst the eardrums.
I'm sure you did. Samantha, Professor, Noren has stopped talking to me. Please unstrap me.
Not yet, Doctor. I'm sorry. We can't take a chance.
Okay.
Jupiter, milk and cod liver oil for you. Spaghetti?
Huh?
For you, fish?
You have to do that to me. In the Himalayas, yes, but here, a million miles from Earth.
Eat spaghetti.
Okay, but I protest.
Consider yourself lucky. Here we are. All right, we're trapped in here, but we're safe for the time being.
Bones.
Well, we can last out here for a long time. You know this. We've got food, water. What about Jet?
Wow. I know what you mean. We are inside in safety, but he is out there somewhere. And what is happening to him? Who knows? Do you think he has made it to the city, Sam, and to the vaults?
Oh, I just don't know, Spaghetti.
Yeah, that is the trouble, the not knowing. If he does not win through...
Well, we'll all die in here eventually, I suppose.
Yeah, wonderful.
Will he get us out, do you think?
He usually does, Doctor.
But this time?
Well, I said he usually does, Dr. Kett. Now, let me help you to some food. I'm sorry, I'll have to feed you like a baby, but we daren't untie those straps yet.
I don't want any food, thank you.
Now, why not? If I'm going to choke on a fishbone, why can't you?
I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry.
This Noren, he's getting at you again?
No, I just see no hope for us, that's all. And I have no appetite.
We've been in bad fixes before.
As bad as this, Sam? Never.
Here are the watch glasses.
All right. Thanks. Right, I'll put one on. I'll take the three sets with me. For my friends and also one for my black leopard, Jupiter.
A black leopard? What kind of animal is that?
Well, with luck, old man, you'll meet him.
Let's put the set on. There we are.
Now, listen, old man. This is what I intend doing. I have to get away from here, this city, to where our spaceship landed. It's a long way, but...
You can run fast?
Pretty fast, yes.
Take one of the Gundry.
The what?
That was our form of conveyance here. A cart, wheels, drawn by a Gundry. You might liken it to your horse, but that it is three times bigger. It moves fast.
Well, I'll bet it does. How do I get one, old man?
The astral beings, they were so confident. They imprisoned us here in the vaults, but the things we used go from the vaults.
Yes?
Go out of the back of this building. There you will find the stables of the Gundry. They are tame. Take a cart with wheels and one of them. Go, my son. Go and destroy Noran, the evil one. Destroy his kind and come back and release us.
That's a promise, old man.
This is the secret way out of the vault. Come.
Just tell me something. Why haven't your people fought back, huh?
You fought them and you are a mighty man. We are not strong. Clever, yes, but not strong. You are answered.
Yes, I'm answered.
Here is the door. Go out. I will close it quickly. Come back to us. Hurry.
Right, old man. All right. Let's get this going, and the stables are over there, huh? And with some luck, I'll make it to the spaceship.
That's a pretty healthy roar from one of the kings of the jungle. They're healthy because they eat plenty of what's good for them. It's the same with you growing youngsters. Eat a healthy breakfast of nourishing jungle oats, and you're roaring to go.
Mom, I won the 400-meter race, and I'm in the first soccer team for Saturday.
That's jungle talk.
Mom, I score twice at hockey, and I'm going riding with Jilly on Sunday.
That's jungle talk. Eat good, nourishing jungle oats for breakfast every day, and you're roaring to take on anything. Jungle Oats, South Africa's champion energy breakfast.
Right. Horse and cart all fixed up. If I can call this a horse and... What? By the searing sands of Sardanus. What are those?
Sir, you're a dog. What did you like about Dogmore dog food?
It's the gravy.
That's right. Dogmore balanced dog food. It's gravy coated.
Listen every night, Monday to Friday, to the adventures of Jet Jungle, the fittest man in the world. Project Firestar was brought to you by the makers of Black Cat Peanut Butter and Jungle Oats.